Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program. That's GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, I'm going to share a couple of interviews that Cindy conducted here at the start of the 2012 Commodity Classic. Yes, that's right. We are here in Nashville once again for what's already said to be a record-breaking attendance for this year's Combined Commodity Groups annual meeting. To get a little perspective from two of the main commodity groups involved with this meeting, Cindy spoke with Patrick Delaney with the American Soybean Association, as well as Ken Colombini with the National Corn Growers Association. These two organizations jointly manage the media room. And as I understand it, we have probably about record attendance for media covering this event this year as well. So I'm going to let you listen in on the conversation that Cindy had with each of these guys.
We're here at the Commodity Classic in Nashville, and with me is Patrick Delaney, who is a new communications director for the American Soybean Association. And Patrick, first, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm 2 months into the position with ASA, and I love it. It's been an absolutely fantastic experience to get to know the farmers, as well as our leaders. Our staff in St. Louis and our staff in Washington have all just been fantastic. I came from the United Fresh Produce Association, which represents specialty crops, about 300 individual specialty crop commodities. And that was wonderful as well. You know, I worked for three years with them, and it really kind of sold me on ag, sold me on the farmer's story. And there really is never a doubt of for whom you're working when you're working for an ag association. So it's wonderful.
So this is your first Commodity Classic, and you've gotten in the media room, and you've been meeting some of the media here. And what do you think so far?
This place is absolutely wonderful. First off, we got an incredible venue here with the Gaylord Opryland. There is space for everything. I think one of the things, though, is that the term kind of one-stop shop gets thrown about so much that I think it loses a little bit of its oomph. But this place really is a one-stop shop. You've got corn, soybean, sorghum, wheat. You've got farmers from each. You've got representative associations from each. We've got seed companies. We've got equipment companies. You really can come here and get everything you need. You know, get feedback, get new ideas, innovations, everything. It's a wonderful, wonderful place.
And, of course, now your first year, and we've got the biggest attendance ever.
That's right. We've got going on 5,500 people, which is our previous record to date was about 4,800 people, a little bit over. So we're just ecstatic with the turnout so far.
And what do you think about the media that you've met so far? I mean, getting to know some of the farm broadcasters and the ag publications folks?
You all are a dedicated breed, that's for sure. It's wonderful because there is the dedication that you see in all other walks of the media, but it is focused solely on ag. And that, I think, is something that a lot of the mainstream media doesn't necessarily miss, but doesn't always get correct. And so we've got dedicated journalists here that are covering all four of these commodities and covering the innovations that we see in each, and they're doing it with the dedication and the detail that we see in other great publications. So it's absolutely, our partnerships with the media here have been absolutely essential.
Talk about issues. What are the issues that are important to the American Soybean Association right now?
Well, the big one right now is looming on the horizon is, of course, the Farm Bill. We've got the things that we're working on. Of course, crop insurance is a huge one. Planting flexibility is a huge one as well. We're going to sit down on Thursday on Friday on our resolutions process and kind of figure out what our kind of spearhead our next steps. Aside from that, you know, we saw a great win in this GPS interference deal, which is, it's interesting because you don't think about that immediately. But you know, our industry has such a huge investment in GPS technology and tractor cabs, and it's a big deal for our guys to see that conditional permission overturned by the FCC. That's a great win for us. Another thing that we're working very closely on and very hard on is waterways infrastructure. Our locks and dam systems right now are crumbling on the Missouri, on the Mississippi. We need those things to be able to move our product to market efficiently and easily. If we don't have those things, it creates a huge problem in our supply chain. So that's another one that we're focusing on.
Now, what do you think about all these four commodity groups all working together like this? How well does that work? I mean, just not much more than a decade ago, this didn't happen.
Well, you know, it speaks to kind of the community in general of agriculture. You know, we've all got to work together because we are all in this boat together. We produce America's food and fiber and fuel, and we do so together. You know, there aren't a lot of people out there who just do wheat or just corn or just soybeans. And as the representative associations for those folks, we have to reflect that cooperation as well.
All right. Thank you very much. At the Commodity Classic, I'm speaking with Ken Colombini, who's Communications Director for the National Corn Growers Association. And unlike Patrick, this is not your first rodeo, is it, Ken?
No, this is my fifth one, actually. My first one was right here in Nashville back in 2008.
And we have a record crowd already, and it hasn't even started.
I'm waiting for the final numbers because we had over 5,400 pre-registered. Last year we had 4,800, and that was our big record. But this is just fantastic. We're really happy. We'll have several hundred registering on site this week, so hopefully we can hit 6,000 or more.
Now, how many years has it been that all four of these groups have been working together? Because the last one to come on was sorghum?
It was sorghum back in 2009. That's right. We had wheat come on in 2007 and sorghum in 2009. So it's been evolving over time, starting in 1996 when we joined with ASA to do this project.
And it just keeps getting better, doesn't it?
I think so. I like them. It gets better each time. I get more comfortable with it, that's for sure. But the farmers are excited every week to come here. They're looking forward to getting off the farm and coming here or coming to Florida or wherever we go. And it's great because they learn so much and they meet with each other. And it's been a fantastic experience for everybody.
Well, one of the things that we love about this is being able to work in the media room. And you guys are in charge of the media room. And logistically, how is it to put together? You have how many media that come here?
Well, this year so far we have about 140. From all over the country. Every now and then we get somebody coming from a different country to visit. It's a struggle sometimes because we have to accommodate various needs for print, for broadcast, for online media, for all the new social media that's out there. So we've really had to increase internet connections, increase space. There's so many things we have to do to take into account all the changes in media that take place each year.
Yeah, but you do a great job, and we do appreciate it as media. Now, as far as what's coming up, what are some of the big issues for corn growers that are going to be discussed this week?
Planting. Well, we're planting. You know, we're going to start planting, and we're looking at, you know, having more acres this year, whether it's, you know, 93, 94, or 95 million acres, we'll find out. But that's the big issue for us. Of course, it's a farm bill year, so everybody's working on the farm bill. And then on the ethanol front for corn growers, the renewable fuel standard is the most important part of that for us. So making sure that's protected, and that's a very important part of what we do.
Well, we're looking forward to a great classic. Great to talk to you, as always, here at the Commodity Classic in Nashville. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
That's our Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.